Howevs. Having now settled the chippy tea, the small matter of Andy Mossack is here. Friday night is question night, it really is. So the travel log from the writer himself will be coming in about 20 minutes. But I don't know where he is. I have two clues. Can you help me? You ready for the first? Clue number one. This week, I am in a region which in the 5th century was named Little Britain after the Anglo-Saxons settled in Great Britain, forcing out the ancient Celts, who moved across to here and gave it its name, language, and culture. Ooh, France. This week, I'm in a region which the 5th century was named Little Britain after the Anglo-Saxons settled in Great Britain, forcing out the ancient Celts who moved across to here and gave it its name, language, and culture. I'm probably completely wrong. Celts, Anglo-Saxons, Little Britain. 81333. And start your text with Russ. Any ideas? That's a tough one, isn't it? It's hard, that. 0800 389 3333, where it's free on the phone here on BBC. We may rustle your late night mate with the Jackson 5 ABC coming up. Anne-Marie and Shania Twain with that one. Slap on my thigh. Bit of country music, can't be bad. And also this week's Where in the World is Andy Mossack? Some good solid leads off of that first clue that we had. Thank you for sending them in. The real Simon in Sheffield saying, is he in Margate? Well, he's been working hard to reach his target. Hurry up, will you, granddad? Robert, Jean and Phil, is he in Scotland? Dean in Leeds, is he in Denmark? I see Denmark's not a bad shout. I'm not leaning towards it. Rocket and Sue, we think Andy's in Brittany. Mick in Huddersfield, you're going for Wales. Welsh Wales, based off that first clue. Neil in Skegby. It's been a cracker today, Russell, and now we've got Andy Mossack living the dream. Couldn't quite get who was in Chippy Tea, but I'll say Andy's in Brittany in French France. Brittany, well, looks like, you know, we're edging towards there. So I've got the second clue in mere moments. Terrifying stuff. That is after midnight. Second and final clue then for Andy Mossack. Brittany's the favourite. Robin Fosson on the Wall's going for this. The national dish of this region is the galette. Salted buckwheat pancake, savoury or sweet. Its most famous drink is an exceptional type of aromatic cider, which carries a deep golden hue. So the galette and an aromatic cider. Do you reckon we'll plump for Brittany? I think that's where we're going. 81333. And start your text with the word Russ if you fancy helping me out. 0800 321 333. Gary in Sheffield going for Wales or the Isle of Man. Not long to find out. He's here next. Run in by a big Toblerone, clutching the passport in one hand, straw donkey in the other, flying away. Good times in foreign climes. Time for this. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Without further ado, a hearty good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Good evening. Ahoy, hoy, Russ.
Ahoy, hoy to yourself. Now, I hope you're all right. We haven't spoken for a few weeks.
It's been too long, isn't it? Been too long. But it's good to be back hearing your sultry tones.
Well, likewise. There we go. And now we've flirted shamelessly with each other, just trying to maintain that famous will they, won't they chemistry that we have had for many years. I've weighed up all of the answers that we've had, and actually we've had a staggering array. And I am going to say, via way of music, we think you are in the region of Brittany in French France.
Absolument. Absolument.
Très bien.
Très bien. Very good. Very good. Yeah, what a funny messing about. I'm actually speaking to you from a 40-foot cabin cruiser where I've been spending the last 7 nights on a boat with Le Boat's Calypso 3, it's called. Living the high life. Who would have thought?
Okay, describe this. Describe this boat to us, Andy. I know what I'm imagining. I know what I'm imagining here. So describe this noble ship.
Well, I know you're thinking it's got to be something like a super yacht, right?
Yes.
Well, no. Let me tell you something. When I was a kid, I've still got this boyhood memory. My parents used to take me on a self-drive down the Thames, you know, every summer. And I thought, what an adventure that was. And so I vowed, was it really the adventure I thought it was? And I've got to try it. I've got to try it. So I had this opportunity to take 7 nights in Brittany on a river cruise. And here we are on Le Boat's Calypso 3. So there's four of us. There's me and the missus and another couple. So we're sharing a 40-foot cruiser, right? It's got three bedrooms, so all the luggage is in one of the bedrooms. So we've got two bedrooms.
I say bedrooms.
It's basically a little strip with two single mattresses on each side and a main lounge and a sun deck, which is cool, you know. Two pilot positions, so I've got my captain's hat. Sitting in the pilot seat. And in fact, I was going to do this for the sun deck tonight. And I was set up and I had lights all around me. It's pitch black, obviously, because it's middle of nowhere. And I had lights around me, suddenly surrounded by mozzies everywhere.
Oh, no. So,
drawn in by the lights. And then there was lightning flashing in the clouds of a bit of a way away. I thought, no, this is no good. So I've come down into our inside, into the lounge.
Well,
so
okay.
Here I am, yeah.
Now, yeah. I know it's not, you're not doing the exact same thing here, but I remember seeing, it was actually one of my favourite, in a way, as well as a holiday writer, you do review restaurants and things like that. So I know you'll know who I'm talking about here, as most people will. Mm. But I saw an amazing Rick Stein series.
Yeah.
And this is about 10 to 15 years ago. And it was, what he did was he got on a canal barge in northern France and sailed it to the south of France on canals and basically ate his way through the centre of the country. And it was without doubt one of my favourite travel log / cookery programs because you get to see the real place, I think.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we rocked up last Saturday, you know, and we got the ferry over to St. Malo. Then we drove down to, this is Messac, where we're at, sort of middle of Brittany. And we're on the Vilaine River. And, you know, it's literally littered with rivers and canals here. And we're on both of them. We're on a canal and on a river. And we got a nice briefing, got this ship, put all the stuff on. And then off we go, you know, and we're just poodling along. You're never more than 50 feet away from a boulangerie, you know. Oh. Every village has got this, you know, everyone. It's got these great, crispy, beautiful, crusty baguettes, you know, and the croissants. Absolutely fabulous. So we almost came a cropper, actually, on our first day, Russ. It's hilarious. I never saw a lock coming up, and the weir was tucked around the bend, invisible. And so we nearly boat surfed down the weir. Seriously, it was like...
Okay, now, how much were you viewing the inevitable court appearance because of the insurance claim on that one, Andy?
Well, yeah, I think we went massive reverse, did a Yui, and managed to turn it round just in time, actually. But and then as we got into the lock keeper's face was a picture, honestly, because he obviously must have seen us hurtling towards the weir. And he's sitting in his deck chair, sipping a cider, and we've got the Doobie Brothers on a boombox going on.
Doobie Brothers!
Yeah.
Okay.
And his face was a picture. You know, he's got this cider in one hand, he's in a tech chair, and we're rolling into this lock, you know, with Jesus is just all right or something like that going on. And, you know, he was, his beret nearly slipped around off his head. Honestly,
yeah, yeah. He almost dropped his string of onions, didn't he, really?
No, but it's been great. Just honestly going past these towns and villages and mooring up in different places. There's one little one. This is another funny story, honestly. We were in this place called Lagasili, which is a beautiful little village, and it's full of these local artisans, you know, and artists and woodworkers, ceramics. And so we're there, and we milled up, and all of a sudden it turned out that there was this Italian couple, and they screech in on what is the sort of a nautical equivalent of two wheels.
Right.
Right. Turn around massively fast, smash into about two or three of the bays that we're all in, smashing in everywhere. Honestly, it was like having a Maserati that was just sort of didn't care anything and just smashed their way through. Absolutely took the thing with them.
Good
absolutely
Lord.
Absolutely joke, honestly. Yeah.
Well, this is like the Fast and the Furious Canal Edition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Canal Drift. Exactly right.
And the guy turns up, he puts his arms out. What can you do? You know, the man's an idiot. Honestly, it was very funny. So we all grabbed the rope and we pulled him in eventually. But, never a dull moment on a canal.
Amazing stuff.
So, yeah.
So, okay, so let's say you know, somebody's listening to you describe this and thinking, well, this sounds absolutely gorgeous and idyllic, and it's all of those things. If you want to see Brittany and see the real Brittany and meet people, and if you've got a smattering of the languages, always that helps. Driving around, mooring up. I mean, are there very clear rules about this? Is it quite an easygoing sort of trip? This.
Yeah, yes, it is fine. It doesn't go faster than 5 miles an hour, and it's governed, as they say. And you know, getting in a lock is a bit tricky. You get used to it after a day. My missus was terrific. She was down at the front, rope in hand, and these lock keepers are great because they actually do most of the work for you. They hold the rope. You know, you throw them the rope, they tie it up for you. Yeah, it's no problem at all, really. Then they work the locks. You don't even have to do that either. And it's just great fun. And once you've understood the fact, you just got to go slowly, get through the lock. And then the mooring is the same thing, really. You just moor up on the side. They've got these little pontoons where we can go and just tie up. And it's pretty easy. And then just go to the local village, go and get some food, bring it in. Sit on the top deck and have a nice ham and cheese baguette or something and pop out into the village for dinner after. It's such an easy life. And they are delightful, the people here, really are.
What kind of dinners have you been having, Andy?
Well, you know, it's got to be a galette, isn't it? You know, did you mention the galette?
I mentioned the
galette and a cider is the traditional lunch or dinner. And it's like a buckwheat pancake, you know, and they just throw in. I actually saw that Rick Stein thing. He got this galette in Brittany, and he said they throw in cheese and ham in the middle of it, and then they top it off with a fried egg. And you get beautiful chips with it, super crispy, because I love super crispy chips. Mm-hmm. Nice spicy sausage goes with it too, with mustard. And they do fresh mulls, of course, which is, you know, mussels got to be done when you're here because this is the home of mussels.
Yeah.
It's great.
Nice glass of something to go down with it.
Well, the cider, mate, the Breton cider is so good. It's really tasty. It's not like you have at home. I've had a bit of scrumpy in Somerset, but the Breton cider is spicy and it's got a lovely feel to it. They do it really well here. And also, I said to my friend who's with me, we've got to do a pastis. I've got to do this sort of aniseed pastis. You know, mm-hmm. It's the French version of ouzo. And I said, you've got to take me into a tabac. I want to take a shot of me with a beret, striped T-shirt, with a Gauloise hanging out and drinking a pastis. You know, I think that's got to be done. Black and white picture, of course.
And did you do it?
Did you think? Not yet. That's all the thing for tomorrow before we go home.
So where did you go over on the ferry then to pick up the boat?
Yeah.
But I suppose you can fly, can't you, really, if that's easier for you?
You can. It's more of a fun thing. You know, you take the overnight ferry from Portsmouth and it's Brittany Ferry take you over there, 24 hours. And it's like a mini cruise, you know. You just sort of sleep in the cabin, drive the car in, drive the car out. And then it's, well, for us, it was like an hour and a half drive down to the boatyard. Pretty easy. And we're going to do the same going back. So it is lovely. Really nice. And I've seen some otters, actually. Wildlife.
French otters?
Yeah. French otters, yeah.
Great band. Love the French otters.
With a nice wine.
Excellent. Well, there's some otters knocking around, like an otter off the bank, and that's, well, that's a beautiful thing to see.
Herons. Yes, fantastic. It's fantastic. I've enjoyed it all.
Brilliant.
And I could totally see how people like to do it. Nice and relaxing. And the sun's shining, so what's better than that?
Well, there you are. Lovely to catch up with you in French France, Andy.
Indeed, sir. Indeed.
And you're back on the road.
I'll be thinking of you tomorrow.
Excellent. Yes, now we're doing a look back, aren't we? You'll be with us next week, I believe.
Yes, sir. Next week, yes.
Looking forward to it, Andy. Listen, all I will say is I shall bid you adieu.
Adieu.
Monsieur.
Adieu.
Adieu, monsieur.
Tuteleur.
Tuteleur. And away he goes. Serge Gainsbourg, etc., etc. Oh. It is I, Andy Mossack. What a nice idea for holiday that is. Canal barge or a big sailboat down the canals of France. Brittany certainly the place to do it. 11:30, coming next. We'll be doing a bit of elementary, my dear WhatsApp. BBC.